Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Man, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now we're going to dive right into today, Warriors. We had a really good week of podcast talking about on Monday, we need to get unstuck by setting a target, right? What's the goal? What is the feeling and vibration you want to connect with that goal? Reverse engineer it to the daily activities you need to do. And then you follow all the way through. We got to get those small little victories for ourselves. Okay. So set a smaller goal that you can follow all the way through. Second, on Tuesday, we talked about you got to stop believing in other people's lack of belief in themselves, right? And then yesterday, we talked about knowing your worth and how to do that. You got to go deep. First, you got to understand, you got to put in the work, right? You know if you're doing the work, okay? Then you got to go deep into the subconscious mind and ask, why do you believe what you believe? If you have lack of self-worth, there's a reason why you feel lack of self-worth. Is it that you're not doing the work? And I know it's not that because you're doing what you need to do, or maybe it is, and that's what you need to work on. Or maybe it's something that somebody ingrained in your mind that you're not worth it, and you are worth it. You're absolutely worth it. You're here for a reason. Every single person is a beautiful creation of God with different fingerprint, different DNA. And today we're going to talk about getting up early, okay? So I do get up very, very early, but again, I've changed my ways through wisdom. Every single human being is designed completely different. I've always been a morning person, okay? I do much better in the morning. I'm much more productive in the morning. I'm worthless at night. What I mean by that is my body starts to really wind down. So my day does start very, very early. I wake up at 2:50. But there's a reason why I do that. So it's not about what time you wake up. It's about getting up before the work needs to be done. For example, if you're just waking up 15 minutes, jumping in the shower, you have like 15 minutes to get ready and haul ass to work, you're really not giving your brain that special time to connect with source, that special theta time to program it. So getting up early allows you to get some things done with protected time in order to be more effective with your day. For example, the reason why I get up at 2:50 is because I have a trainer now and I absolutely love training with him. And I meet him at 4:30 every single morning. So getting up at 2:50, I used to be at the gym at 3:30. So that gives me, gosh, a full, what is that? About an hour and a half. So the first thing I do is immediately when I wake up. So it gives me an hour and a half. So by the time I've started my first YouTube video, I've meditated, I've prayed, I've journaled, I've sat with God, I've communicated with God, I've done my manifestation, I've connected to the field and frequency, and I've done a HIIT training session and usually some cold water therapy before I ever do my first YouTube video. So to me, there is no competition. I'm not saying this is about competition, but for me and anybody else out there doing the same thing that I do, there's not a lot of competition out there because people, they're trying to get going. It's like, my brain is sharp. My brain is ready. I'm ready to go. And I don't even know why I said that was egotistical. It's not about competition. My point is it's a zero-sum game. That's my point. I've said that to people I coach. It's a zero-sum game. It's me against me. I'm undefeated. And what I mean by that is because I am the only person that can defeat myself, right? I'm the one who's doing the activities. I'm the one who's doing the things in darkness that will come to light. And all of us are doing that. That's not good, bad, or indifferent. Everything you do in darkness when nobody's looking is the reality that you're facing. So if you're constantly struggling financially, those are the activities and behaviors you do in darkness. Those are the activities and behaviors you do with your finances, not somebody else force you to do that. Now, well, JV, I only have a job that makes me this much money. Then you need to figure something else out or you need to cut your expenses. There's things that you can do within your current paradigm. But waking up early really, 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 really helps. And maybe it's just something you got to push through right now. So say you work at 8 o'clock, maybe that's getting up at 6 o'clock. Okay. Maybe you're 12 o'clock shift, 12 PM, get up at 10 AM, excuse me. You're a night shift worker. Just it's getting up and having a little bit of time to wake your body up, get some things done. So you're not just going right into your day, right? Because in your brain is waking up, it's in theta, it's in programming. Your whole programming mechanism is being rushed and worrying about going to work. So now your brain is embodying or programming to worry. right? Then you go into the whole thing, bah, and then you're like lunchtime, bah, and then we're eating all this shitty food. And then we come home and then we bury ourselves in the TV and we repeat the process, right? We have to start to create these moments in time of solitude with ourselves, with growth and helping our brain really, 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 really hone in on the things that we want to do. So my routine, I get up at 2:50. Like I said, first thing I do is my brain's in theta. So when I'm going to the restroom, because it's right in theta for the first 15 minutes, as I go to the restroom, I start to wake up. I'm imagining the home that I live in. I'm imagining the billion-dollar ecosystem. I'm imagining all the resources, my connection to God and Christ and the freedom and the peace and the family structure. And I'm feeling it. I'm living it. I'm embodying. Then as soon as I get out of that theta, I go into my spiritual work. I study all kinds of different spirituality, and I really just try to connect back to the Bible and how it works for me. And then from there, I head over to the gym. I listen to some beautiful high-frequency music, and then I go into my HIIT training session, and then afterwards, I start to decompress, usually get into some cold water to bring my body back into balance, and then I start my day. And then at night, I have my same routine where I start to bring my brain back down. I still go back into theta, imagination, and then my dreams are freaking awesome. So I just want to share with you guys, it's maybe something you might want to try, just getting up early. It's not about the time you get up. It's just about getting up before you go into your workday and losing sight of your goals. I love you guys. I appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise, get your shit together. Let's go.